Dirty Bertie, Dinosaur, by David Roberts, written by Alan MacDonald, read by Evelyn MacLean. Dinosaur. Chapter 1.
Whiffer! Here, boy, here!
Cried Bertie. Whiffer streaked across the park and vanished into the trees. Bertie rolled his eyes. It was always like this. As soon as Whiffer escaped his lead, he zoomed off like a hairy torpedo. Luckily, Darren and Eugene had come to help.
Where's he gone?
Groaned Darren.
No idea, said Bertie. He's probably seen a squirrel or something.
They found Whiffer under the trees, wagging his tail excitedly. He was scrabbling at something in the dirt. Bertie bent down to pick it up.
Look at this, he cried.
What is it? Some sort of bone?
Asked Darren. Bertie rubbed off some of the dirt.
It's a tooth, he said. Pretty large one, said Eugene. Maybe it's a wolf's fang.
Bertie shook his head.
Too big, he said. That's a dinosaur's tooth.
No way, said Darren.
How do you know? Asked Eugene. I've seen pictures, said Bertie, in my dangerous book of dinosaurs. Miss Boot says dinosaurs are extinct, said Eugene. That tooth could be millions of years old.
Bertie frowned.
It doesn't look millions of years old.
It must be, said Darren. Unless a dinosaur was around here recently.
Bertie looked up. He had always dreamed of seeing an action.